Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. I'm joined as always by G. Hay Wiley, Armani Buckets, and Brandon Deutsch. How are we doing?
You know, I knew that the Avalanche weren't going to completely sweep, but I was really, really hoping at least it would be competitive last night. So a little disappointed in last night's game, but, you know, good for you, Tampa. Way to get that W.
It makes sense because they were just blown out the game before, and, you know, let them get their win. I don't think they get another one. Maybe one more, but I don't think so.
I'm trying to catch up on the NBA draft stuff, and it's just every year consistently – around this time, I get so confused because...
Well, you can read my article. Less confused.
Good point.
All right, with that said, let's get to today's headlines brought to you by Circa Sports. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contests are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Hit it, G-Hay.
A possible Kyrie Irving trade continues to be the biggest story in the NBA, with everyone in LA debating if the Lakers should trade a package of Russell Westbrook, two first-round draft picks in 2027 and 2029, and maybe Talen Horton Tucker for Kyrie Irving to make one more run at a championship. After a day to digest the news, Irving may want to leave Brooklyn. What do you guys think about Kyrie living in LA?
Listen, I like it, but you know, the more that I think about it, the least likely it appears to me. A lot of it has to do with how dependable will Kyrie be? It's always something with him, and if he's not going to play, what's the point? The big thing, though, and I've talked to a few people, those two draft picks. I mean, the fact that the Lakers with LeBron with Anthony Davis are already in the lottery. This team does not want to part with two future first-round picks and Talen Horton Tucker. And by the way, people have to remember, Talen Horton Tucker is 21 years old. He's essentially, if you want to say, like a first... I mean, that's basically three first-round picks. So I don't think that they make the trade. This is a trade that will be talked about. Why? Because we don't have a ton of stuff to talk about right now. I don't think it happens, though.
You know, I'm leaning more towards that it could, and it's for two reasons. Brooklyn's obviously not happy with Kyrie Irving. Not many teams are going to be willing to take Kyrie Irving and, you know, his drama on. Lakers are only one of those teams. I am completely confused by the two first rounders for Irving. This is not going to be a two-team trade. If it happens, I made a TikTok on this yesterday. This is not a two-team trade. A third team will likely have to get involved because the Nets, if they don't want Westbrook, maybe they get the Hornets involved, who are still interested in Westbrook, right? And then they get a Rozier. THT and a future first round pick from the Lakers. The Lakers will not give up two first round picks unless it's for Bradley Beal. They're not going to give up two for Kyrie Irving unless Rob Pelinka, you know, hit his head this morning. I don't know. Like, you don't give up two first round picks for a guy that makes you, you know, better, of course. I mean, because he can actually play basketball and like Westbrook anymore. But like, you know, it's not like Kyrie Irving's going to push the needle and win you a championship. Like, they'll be better. They'll probably be a top five seed in the Western Conference, but like, they're already going to be a top seven seed in my mind, even with Westbrook, if you just have a healthy AD and a healthy LeBron, right? So yeah. Like, I don't get it, but a third team's going to have to be involved, especially if the Hornets, they don't want to have Terry Rozier's 4-year, $96 million contract extension. Yeah. Rozier is a guy that would fit in perfectly in Brooklyn. He's a scorer. You know, he's shown efforts on the defensive end, especially in Boston, not in Charlotte as much, not the best defender. You know, Brooklyn's not going to play good defense unless, I mean, they should be better because Ben Simmons, if he finds out how to play basketball again, he'll be back. But, you know, THD, I mean, I don't know if Brooklyn wants Westbrook. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
The one thing about him is it's the expiring contract portion of it. It would have been impossible to trade him a year ago.
Yeah.
Just because he had, like, one more year. At the trade deadline, I could see them, you know, flipping him for something because, you know, no one wants him for, you know, more than this year.
But Arash, it wasn't impossible a year ago because the Lakers traded for him. Right? I was thinking about that when he said that. I was like,
trade deadline, I meant. Exactly. Yeah. I still can't believe it's been 1 year. It's been less than a year since they made one of the worst trades in team history.
360, baby. Oh, man, what an awful nickname. No, but then another team that you could look to get involved here is the Indiana Pacers. They want to part ways with Brogdon and Hield's long-term contracts. Those are guys that could fit in Brooklyn right away, and they would take on Westbrook's conspiring for a year. The only thing with that is, yeah, he would sell tickets, but does he take away the ball from Tyrese Halliburton, right, who is their franchise player? This would make sense all around. I think it's more likely than people think that Kyrie is traded to the Lakers, but a third team would need to get involved, and Brooklyn would probably be more interested with a Brogdon and a Buddy Hield alongside KD and Simmons and a future first-round pick, send THT and Westbrook to Indiana. That's definitely a possibility. I think this is more likely than people give it credit for.
A couple thoughts. First of all, I think that when we look at it from the Brooklyn perspective, we have no idea if Kyrie leaves what direction the team wants to go towards. I think realistically, with or without Kyrie Irving, they can't really contend for a championship. So at that point, do you basically shop Kevin Durant and tank? Because that seems like the logical route to a championship, even though that's not the route that you would want to take, obviously. With that being said, what trade package from these teams gets you there? Because if you're adding Buddy Hield, if you're adding Malcolm Brogdon, you're also kind of in the same position you were in last season. Same thing with the Rozier thing, which with Charlotte, he's on a 4-year deal. I just don't see how they would want to add that contract. And then when you talk about Westbrook to the Pacers, Rick Carlisle has a reputation for not really getting along with hard-headed players. Mm-hmm. And I think that that would make it a really, really rough fit with Russell Westbrook.
No, but he'd fit in with D'Antoni in Charlotte. I think Charlotte has to be the third team, right?
I could see that.
Yeah, because then Rozier, they get that contract off their hands to get Westbrook, especially. Well, this is if D'Antoni doesn't walk out on MJ for being a backup, you know, to Kenny Atkinson.
What happened there? Did they want to pick his staff, or did they not pay him enough?
Wanted to stay in Golden State.
I know that, but like, why you don't want to be like a head coach in the league?
Because he probably saw No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
Do you think that Steve Kerr could be saying, hey, listen, I've won 4 championships, maybe I win one more, and
yes,
then I, you know.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I think Kenny Atkinson is thinking long term, like maybe he's the head coach of the Jordan Poole led Warriors in Kuminga in like 4 or 5 years. Like, that's probably like, I would rather have that than be like a fringe play in team with LaMelo Ball, you know. And I don't know if LaMelo Ball is an extremely hard worker. Kenny Atkinson loves hard workers, like, he's a player development coach. I don't know, like, I don't know LaMelo Ball, I don't know what I've heard. Yeah. Maybe that's a thing too. Do Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball, will they listen to Kenny Atkinson?
Yeah, that's
something that maybe, like, the Warriors players have definitely proven to listen. Like, Jordan Poole stayed in the Bay Area to work on his game the last 3 seasons, and look what happened. Kuminga's going to do the same this offseason. So that's definitely, and it's not looking good for Charlotte. This is not looking good for Charlotte right here.
Yeah. So let's think about the 3 destinations for Kyrie. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, right?
Yeah.
Which situation lets you have the best chance at winning next year?
For Brooklyn?
For Brooklyn.
Lakers. Because the Lakers are really the only team that would give them a first-round pick, along with everything, and THT.
So is that assuming that the
third team is involved, like Charlotte, you get Rozier, right? Your Knicks, like, who are you getting? Cam Reddish?
The, what do you mean? Is like, a complete, like, yeah, you're
and the Clippers aren't getting him. They're not going
to
want him.
The Clippers one doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
I honestly think, this is a crazy statement, like, people might think I'm crazy because league sources say otherwise, but I think the Lakers are the only team out of the 30 NBA teams that want Kyrie Irving.
That
I think they're the only one.
Yeah.
So I think he, there's like, a, I wouldn't say a 70% chance, but I think it's 50-50 that he could end up in a Lakers uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, I can even see 60-40.
You know, like it's more likely than people, everyone's like, because everyone's like, oh, Lakers fans, like, oh, Jason Tatum, we're getting Dame, we're getting Jason Tatum, we're getting Zion, LaMelo in 5 years. Like people think we're like Laker fans. And I say we, because I grew up a diehard Laker fan. Obviously, I care a lot about the organization. People think, you know, Laker fans are delusional. This here is something that could happen.
It usually plays out, and I 100% agree with you. You know, because they superimpose the jersey on you know, Carmelo and Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis and LeBron, and it's like check, 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 check. Like it's happened. So
except Kawhi, we wanted Kawhi.
I know, Kawhi screwed the Lakers.
Jesus, I'll never forgive Kawhi. We didn't get any. We won the championship the next year, but we could have gotten so many better role players if Kawhi hadn't let us on.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's like.
I mean, he saw the future of your franchise and how downward hill it's going right now. I'm just kidding. well, moving on, another possibility for the Lakers package of Russell Westbrook, two first round picks, and Talen Horton-Tucker is Bradley Beal. Bavada currently puts the Lakers at plus 600 behind the Celtics at plus 300, Trailblazers at plus 400, and the Heat at plus 500 in acquiring Beal. If the Lakers were able to make that trade for Beal, guys, where would you put them as championship contenders?
Number one.
Listen, well, I'm gonna defer to our young friend here because he believes, listen, you missed this yesterday. He said that if they make this trade, this is a greater big three than the Heat big three.
With Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. Yeah. And I don't think it's even close. Beal's the perfect player alongside LeBron. Just listen, hear me out for a second. It's not going to happen, right? Because, look, Washington should consider it because the Lakers could suck in 2027 and 2029.
By the way, yeah, this is a massive haul. People don't understand. Two first-round picks, and THT is 21 years old.
The only thing is, it's 27 and 29, Wizards, like, but like long-term?
You're the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, like, I agree with you, Arash, and I'm posting a TikTok like right after the show about this, and people are going to say, oh, like, you're crazy. I literally say in my TikTok, don't call me crazy. Yes, there are probably better immediate options for a Bradley Beal, like a Tyler Hero, you know, from Miami, or a package like around that, or, you know, teams that will offer them a 23 first round pick in next year's coveted draft with Victor Wembanya and all those guys, or a 24 or 25, like that accelerates the rebuild if they truly do want to move on from Bradley Beal. But the Lakers one, I personally, if I'm the Wizards GM, and this, you know, people, I could get a lot of crap for this, I'd accept that.
Yeah.
You get two future unprotected firsts when Anthony Davis will be 35, 36, yes, and he's dealt with injuries in the past. LeBron's not going to be on the team. Kyrie or Westbrook sure as heck isn't going to be on the team. Unless the Lakers somehow get a Jason Tatum or a Zion Williamson, and the way the league is going, I think those superstars are staying. Maybe LaMelo Ball is the only one that would be interested in the Lakers, but after what they did to Lonzo, I don't know. So, like, to me, if I'm the Wizards, if I get THT, Russ on an expiring, Russ was great in Washington, right?
So this is what I'm trying to figure out. Can you just forget about what he did here? It was a bad fit here.
He led them to the postseason the year before.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, can you...
And he got Bradley Beal 30 points per game.
Let's talk about this. Can you, like, as a GM, just say, hey, listen, bad fit in Los Angeles, didn't fit here... No.
But Armand.
He's had this career where he's one of the best players, and like you're he can become.
I think
a good
this is more about what the Spurs used to do. No one wants to gift the Lakers a championship. I think this is kind of what it's about. But if you think like logically, if I'm Washington, I make this deal. And yes, the Lakers would by far be the best team in the league. I don't think it's close. Beal's the perfect fit around LeBron. Anthony Davis is the second most, or the first most talented player that's ever played alongside LeBron, other than Wade. You know, but Wade was getting older at the time. Like, when Davis is healthy, he's the best two-way player in the league besides Giannis interiorly. And then Beal can shoot lights out with a guy like LeBron passing in him, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for me, that's better than Bosch. Bosch was getting older. Wade was getting older. LeBron was a beast, obviously. And yeah, that's big. That's a great big three. That was like the first one. But we're all talking about hypotheticals. Beal is likely not coming to the LA just on the fact that no one wants to gift LA a championship.
I like that trade idea a lot, actually, because Washington compared to Brooklyn, if they were to move off of those star players, Washington would have a clear direction, which is Victor. That would be their direction. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his last name yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because they'd be the worst team in the league next year. They get Victor, and then they have 27 and 29. If I'm Washington, look, I actually think this could happen. It's going to be about, like, it's going to be about whether... Look, there's a 20% chance, and it's all pride. If you want to set away the pride, and the Washington GM is like, fine, let's see if the Lakers give them whatever they want. They're going to suck in 3 years anyways, right? They could go win a championship. Who cares? We're going to win like five with Victor Wembanyama in like 20s. I would do it. I know it's like based on people hate the Lakers. See, other GMs don't like Rob Pelinka. So
there's
it's
a GM that may not do it because he may not be there in 27 and 29. But if I'm like an executive saying, hey, well, hold up. Rob Pelinka is the GM of the Lakers. They don't know what they're doing. That's going to be too
really... No offense
really...
to Rob Pelinka.
Well, yeah. Well,
we want our listen. Trust. We want him to do well, but...
No, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, around the league...
They don't like him. He's not liked.
So if I'm an executive
Magic Johnson
Washington,
called him a snake.
I step in and say, no, we want those two first-round picks. And again, THT... The way that I view him at 21 years old, that's essentially like a first-round pick this year. So, again... Three first-round picks and a guy on an expiring contract who was a really good player a year ago.
And then from there, you get rid of Porzingis' contract,
exactly.
too. And then you let Kuzma, THT, you know, Ben Mathurin, who you're probably going to get at 10, or like one of those guys, like AJ Griffin from Duke. One of those guys you'll get at 10, right?
Yeah.
Dyson Daniels. And you just kind of roll with it and suck next year. Who cares?
And the thing about the Wizards is they saw firsthand all the reports about Westbrook in Washington was great teammate, good good leader, helped out the young guys. So you can justify it if you're the Wizards. Whereas
on an expiring,
team,
and on an expiring. 100%.
Yeah.
And
so
it's not like they're going
to
win.
The one team that's like, okay, like we actually know him.
Yeah.
We saw this. Like, we'll forget about what happened in Los Angeles.
Also,
I mean,
also, like, if let's say all the Twitter trolls that hate the Lakers that are going to probably be on my TikTok, like saying you're crazy, blah blah blah, for saying the Wizards should like accept this. Tyler Hero, they're going to have to pay Tyler Hero if they get him next summer, right? On a rookie max extension, right? They're going to have to pay, like, immediate pay. Like, this is the best option. I don't care what anyone says logically. It's the best option.
Yeah, go tank and then hope that, you know, you can turn the franchise around that way. I love that option. The Kyrie one, still, it's more for me about Brooklyn. Like, where do they want to go? Because if they want to tank... It seems like maybe even the Knicks. But like you said, Brandon.
Dude, I really think Kyrie is either going to be in a Nets or a Lakers uniform. There is no other team that, in my opinion, that will have
for
his
sure
contract.
Not the Clippers. That makes no sense to me.
No sense. Yeah.
Wait,
no
why?
Sense. Why?
Because Lawrence Frank and Jerry
because
West.
Because they have a top five defense when they go next year. They don't want Kyrie
fit?
Irving.
And just, where's he going to fit?
That's a point.
And they have Reggie, bro.
Reggie Jackson rule.
I mean, you really want Kyrie over... Here's the thing. I get the on-the-court premise. I get the fact... He's a beast. He's a baller. I'm not taking that away from him. But, like, all that off-court stuff... The Clippers are not about that life.
Yeah.
They're not...
There's always something with Kyrie, right? I mean, there's just always something.
There is, unfortunately. It's always just... Can he be healthy?
Well, that's
healthy?
The other
that's
thing,
the
too.
Major thing. That's the major thing with Kyrie.
Like, it's either can he be healthy or, like, is he going to pick a reason why he's not there? And listen... Kyrie, when he wants to be, is one of, in my view, one of the top 10 players in the league. But he hasn't been in quite some time because he's not there. Whether he's hurt, whether he's choosing not to play. It's so, for me, the Lakers kind of want to do something like that because they're in a position where they kind of have to. They're in a tough spot right now. The Clippers are not in a tough spot. The Clippers, correct. In my view, are one of the top four teams in the league right now.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, they're not desperate.
They're not desperate
to make that move.
Exactly.
But it would be really fun to see those three.
I agree.
Hey, as a Laker fan, I would give up our first round picks for 50 years for Bradley Beal. Like, we're gonna win a championship if we get Bradley
Beal.
No
one's higher on Bradley Beal than Brandon.
Than you, yeah.
With LeBron, he averaged 30 points per game with Westbrook passing.
They are plus 2,000 right now. Let's just say they do that deal. Two future firsts, THT and Westbrook. Do they move up? They're not past the Warriors, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Not in Vegas. God, there's no way in Vegas.
LeBron is Stephen's father. LeBron is Stephen's father. He put up 56 points against that championship team. Yes, they didn't have like Draymond Green playing in that game, and that's huge. But he put up 56 points against Steph Curry and beat their, you know what? And that team won the championship.
Three-way tie, Lakers, Clippers, Warriors.
Three-way, the Clippers are not going to be held. Bro, the Clippers, I probably see a unicorn before the Clippers win the championship. I hate to say it. Like, I think they're the best like roster in the league right now, but something's going to happen. Some always does, you know?
That's fair.
I mean, it's the same with your Lakers.
Oh, but say that to our 17 rings. Highest in the NBA.
Oh my God,
say it to our 17 rings. How many rings? Get off the 17 rings. It's about history. How many championships the Clippers won?
Today. It's about today.
Yeah, and you still have zero rings.
Today
you have zero rings. Tomorrow you have zero rings. In a year you have zero rings.
Today.
Congratulations.
Oh,
you know what?
God.
This industry isn't about participation medals. This is about championships.
You know what? It's about what have you done for me lately as right now.
Yeah, and Kawhi sitting in the Ritz-Carlton doing nothing.
And so is LeBron right now.
No, he's not. He's hustling. He's grinding. He was in New York with Kevin Love.
Stop. Well, okay, we only have a minute left, but with I'm going to go to the Tampa Bay Lightning. The two-time defending championships beat the Colorado Avalanche 6-2 Monday night in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The victory two nights after suffering the most lopsided loss in the team's playoff history trimmed Tampa Bay's series deficit to 2-1 and breathed hope in the team's quest to become the first franchise in nearly 40 years to win three consecutive NHL titles. Tampa Bay came back from a 2-0 hole to win the Eastern Conference. Can they do it again, guys, with 1 minute left?
Hey, you tell us. I mean, you saw them come back 2-0 against New York. You did say it would be a gentleman's sweep. I do think that's what happens. They won their one. They are not going to win the entire thing.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree with you. It'll be a gentleman's sweep. Congratulations, Tampa Bay. Party in that rain. Enjoy that one win. Maybe two, maybe. But that's I think that just them going home for game three was huge for them. I think they needed that. And gentlemen's sweep, bring it. Colorado, you are due. You are due.
Let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend, the sports god, Dave Smith, when we return right here on the Mightier 1090 in Southern California, the Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. Just as a reminder, if you have a question or a comment or just want to win tickets to an upcoming game in Los Angeles, Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline 310-400-0340. Let's go out now to the Circa Sports guest hotline. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contests are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details, and here he is, the sports god, Dave Smith. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, Arash. What's up?
Not much. Dave, we had the conclusion of the finals. Steph Curry closed out a pretty historic season, winning most valuable player. And now there's talk, Dave, that he is one of the top 10 players of all time, and perhaps in the conversation for best point guard. Dave, your thoughts?
I think absolutely you have to put him there with four world championships now. And how about the way he comes through in the clutch, and he plays so great in big games throughout his career, especially playoff and finals games. I think he's a crack to top 10 here, Arash, and maybe top five if he wins another one or two. That's the greatness of Steph Curry and the way he performs in the clutch is unbelievable. And what do you think? You got him in the top 10, Arash? I just put a list together the other day, and you're going to have to take someone really, really great off that list to put him on.
Yeah, I mean, we had talked about this on the show. I have him in the top 10. I have him in that, like, 7, 8, 9 range. And to your point, Dave, I mean, he's not done yet. I mean, if he wins one more, two more, then he begins to move up into that top five. And, Dave, speaking of point guards, we were talking about this in the first segment. Kyrie Irving, there's always something with him, it seems like. He may be on the move. He's looking to maybe leave Brooklyn. There's talk about the Lakers, the Knicks, the Clippers. Dave, listen, we know the situation with the Lakers. They are in a tough spot right here. But can Kyrie help them?
Absolutely, I think he can. If you can somehow make a Russell Westbrook deal, you might have to throw in a draft pick. I would make that deal in a heartbeat if I'm the Lakers. He's already won one world championship with LeBron, and you know what you're getting with LeBron, with Kyrie, but he's a big upgrade, especially on this roster over LeBron James. And but first, he'll have to opt out of that last year of $36.5 million in his contract. And I would imagine at this point, Arash, do you think anybody's willing to give him that four or five year extension for $40 million a year after he misses about half the time the last 3 years? I don't think anybody is going to step up and give him that kind of money. So if the Lakers can somehow make a Westbrook for Irving deal, I'd do that one in a heartbeat.
100%. And listen, if there's a way, if you're Brooklyn, that you can get a first round pick for him plus Russell Westbrook expiring contract, that would be a deal that they would have to make. But Dave, one more thing for me before we open it up to the group. Friday, Dave, I'm going to be at the Canelo Triple G press conference. It's the beginning of their tour. They're going to be in Los Angeles, New York, as they head for that big fight. The trilogy, Dave, we were hoping for this fight like a lot sooner than we're going to get it, but at least we're going to have it. Your thoughts on that fight?
Well, that's interesting, you know, and I think Triple G won the first two fights. So in my opinion, he's already beaten him twice, especially the first time. That was, he got robbed in the first fight, second one a little bit closer. Now it's up at 168. I think you'd have to favor Canelo a little bit, but still, I'm going to go with Triple G here in the third fight. I think he's beaten him twice, and why not a third time? And I know I'm in a minority here, Arash. I've always thought Canelo was a little bit overrated, and I never had him number one in the world pound for pound. I think we have to, you know, the elephant in the room, we got to talk about the PED situation where he tested positive after the first Triple G fight. And how long has that been going on? Is it still going on with Canelo? I think that's something we have to ask. But I thought he lost both fights to Triple G. He lost the Mayweather fight. He just lost to Dmitry Bivol. And I thought he lost to Ruslan Dilara. So in my book, he's got five losses, not two.
Yeah, for sure. Dave, one more thing for you with the Dodgers. I mean, there's been some struggles there. You got Mookie Betts is hurt. Walker Buehler is out for perhaps the majority of the season. Kershaw. I mean, listen, they're fine. I mean, like in terms of, you know, they're the top team right now in the West. Although the Padres are right there. Your thoughts on them?
Well, I like the Dodgers. I picked them to go to the World Series before the season started. But you're right, with Betts and Buehler out, that's going to be two blows. But I still like the Dodgers. I still think they have more depth, and they've got better players than anybody else in the National League. So I'm still going with the Dodgers, but a little bit of trepidation here with the injuries.
Yeah, I have a couple questions, Dave, for you. It's Brandon Deutsch here. I wanted to ask about the Angels first. They know how to beat Seattle, I guess. That's one thing they have going for them. But after we spoke last time, they lost 14 straight. And then, because I wasn't here the last time you were on. And then, look, now they lost to the Kansas City Royals. Chris Bubic had an 8.5 ERA going into the game. He only gave up two runs. He dominated that lineup besides Taylor Ward. Mike Trout and Shohei each had a hit, but no one else in the lineup can really hit. Syndergaard struggled. He always gets into trouble later in the innings, sometimes right in the beginning too, as we saw yesterday with the home run. What does this team go for here? They really need these wins, right, against Kansas City, against Seattle coming this week, against the bad teams, because they sure as heck can't beat the good teams, right, Dave?
Well, absolutely. I remember last time I was on, I told you guys, I don't believe in this Angels team. I think they were, 10-11 over 500 and tied for first place with Houston. And since then, they had that 14-game losing streak. And, of course, the curse of the sports god I put on them has everything to do with this. You know, and ever since I put that curse on, they haven't been to the playoffs or won a playoff game. So, but in all seriousness, every year you look at this roster and you think they should be a lot better than they are with Ohtani and Mike Trout, the best player in baseball. And they never have enough pitching, though. And, this team just seems like they're cursed over the years. And, you know, and not only talking about the curse that I put on them, but 33-37 here and they're 10 games out of first place. And even though they're taking an extra wild card team this year, I think they're 5.5 games out then. So, and it always seems to be a shortage of starting pitching with this team. And, boy, can you ever remember a team who signed this many big-name players to contracts that busted out, like Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton and Justin Upton and C.J. Wilson and now Anthony Rendon, who's out for the year hurt? Every big contract they signed, guys, to outside of Mike Trout have been complete busts.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Dave. I think they got a lot of work to do. They're probably going to pick up an arm at the deadline because this is a do or die year. They need to make the playoffs this year. If they don't, everyone's gone. Ohtani doesn't re-sign. You know, then they think of, you know, possibly trading Trout for a haul of prospects. I mean, I know that sounds like crazy. That's a radical idea, but they really need, is their year to win. They went all in on Syndergaard, gave him $21 million, which I thought was a bad deal considering he was coming off of injuries and doesn't have his velocity anymore. Not saying velocity solely matters, but this is a win year. They need to make the playoffs this year. They need to for the organization. Otherwise, stuff is going to look very different for the Angels next year. Also,
well,
Dave,
looking like they're not going to make the playoffs either. By the way, Trout made a big mistake restarting. I know it's $430 million, but he could have gotten that from somebody else and been with a good organization to be playing in the postseason every year.
I think, you know, with the hire of Perry Minashian, he wants to get the prospects better within the organization, the farm system, right? Why not trade Trout for a haul of prospects? I know it sounds crazy and it's a ludicrous idea, but really the best organizations in baseball, the Rays, the Dodgers, you know, the Yankees buy players, but you know, the Dodgers, the Dodgers, the Rays, right? All good farm systems, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But is Tampa Bay willing to take on what 10 years left in his deal at $430 million. Not every franchise is going to take that contract on as great as he is here. So that would probably limit it to the Yankees, the Red Sox, maybe his hometown, a team he grew up cheering for in South Jersey, the Philadelphia Phillies. That eliminates a lot of team, that contract he has.
100%. So we'll see what happens there. Dave, I wanted to ask you about the San Francisco 49ers. We do a lot of Rams talk on this show, but I like to put in my 49ers. They're going to be pretty good. Trey Lance is going to make some mistakes early on if he is the starting quarterback. That is, if Jimmy does not stay on the team and start, that's also a possibility. He's bound to make some mistakes early on in the season. Who knows? But do you like the upside of this team? They got Ward in free agency to play corner. That was a huge hole they had. They got better, in my opinion. Trent Williams is coming back. He doesn't really have much time left either. Is this a win-now team, even with, you know, kind of a, not really a rookie quarterback because he played two games, but sort of a rookie quarterback in Trey Lance?
Well, I'm a lifelong 49ers fan as well, so I'm with you on this one, but I don't know if it's win now with a young guy. What is Trey Lance, 21, 22 years old? They're going to have to wait for him maybe to develop a little bit. But I like him. I like the pick at the time. I liked him coming out of college. And I think the key word you just put in is if he's the starting quarterback. Because I'm also a fan of Jimmy G. I know I'm in the minority here. And a lot of 49ers fans want him gone and don't like him. But the guy's a winner. When you look at his record in games that he started throughout his NFL career, and it's tremendous.
I think we lost Dave real quick. We will call him right back. But yeah, listen, I mean, Dave Smith, big San Francisco fan. We're calling Dave right now.
Sorry, Dave. Here we go.
Who hung up on
they, they didn't like the San Francisco talk. Yeah, the Rams fans hung up on you in here, man.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Wow. I know it was a Rock. I know this guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bandwagoner Rams fan over here, Arash Markazi. I'm kidding.
Going on with the Niners talk. Sorry, continue on.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy G, the guy's a winner. I'm a fan of his, and you look at his record, he's tremendous as a starting quarterback, and they were just a play or two for making the Super Bowl last year after he took the Niners to the Super Bowl 3 years ago. So I imagine he's probably going to be traded, maybe to, who knows, maybe to Seattle. But I think he's going to have to be cut by the 49ers to go to Seattle because they would never trade him within the division. But I don't know, Do you think that the 49ers are going to cut Jimmy G? And I think that's what a lot of teams are waiting for. They're going to think that they can get him without giving up anything, and they're trying to force the Niners' hand and thinking they're not going to want to pay that $25 million this year for him to be a backup quarterback.
I also think they have team control over Debo for this year. Obviously, he wants the extension. That can only happen.
Oh, yeah.
That can only happen when Jimmy G's contract is off the books, right? The Niners are kind of playing that game, you know, the push and pull kind of game. They're gonna go in. They said they're fine going into the season with Jimmy G on the roster. They'd have the best backup in the league if he was, right? If he's not the starter. But I kind of get the feeling, you know, everyone's saying Trey Lance is going to start within the Niners camp in the sources that work there. But I would not be surprised if Jimmy starts the first five games of the season to raise his trade value. I really, you know, they want to see from the shoulder injury how he plays. And he's a winner. I'm with you, Dave. I mean, NFC Championship twice, Super Bowl once. They would have won the Super Bowl this year had Tart got that interception. They would have beat the Bengals. I don't think there's any denying that, yeah. Right? So, but again, luck goes both ways. We barely won that Packers game. That was luck going in our way, right? So you knew the Rams would get some luck there. And the Rams never beat us, so I mean, in the season. So it's hilarious that they were able to win one game and it was the biggest game of the season. But I really do like the upside of this team. But Debo, that's gonna his happiness, right?
Yep.
With Jimmy G on the roster, they cannot give him that money. They can't. The money he wants, right? He needs to be off the roster. It's going to be interesting to see these next couple months. Dave, I wanted to ask you one more thing going back to basketball. Bradley Beal. I know this is a dream for Lakers fans, obviously. They would have to give Westbrook two future unprotected first-round picks, by the way, the only ones they have left, 27 and 29. And Talen Horton Tucker. We were saying this in the first segment. If I'm Washington, the only reason why Washington wouldn't consider this trade is because of the pride they have against the Lakers. They don't want the Lakers to win a championship, right? That would be the only reason. Because for me, if I'd accept that trade if I'm Washington's GM, and here's why. The Lakers will likely be terrible in 27 and 29 with Anthony Davis being 35 or 36 if he's still on the roster, unless they get free agents, which is always a possibility, right? You got to think about that. Those could be first overall picks. You get Westbrook, who flourished in Washington for 1 year on an expiring to sell tickets. You suck. You take Victor Wembanyama out of France, who's arguably the best prospect in 10 years in next year's NBA draft. I think this makes a lot of sense. Instead of, you know, if Beal really wants to be out trading for Tyler Hero, who only has one more year of team control, you'd have to extend him next offseason. Who do you get? You know what I'm saying? So I think Washington should consider this, and this would be a win-win for both, because I think the Lakers would be the best team in the league if they got Bradley Beal to pair with Anthony Davis and LeBron James. What do you think here, Dave?
Well, that is a dream scenario there, and I think the Lakers would be, you know, right up there as one of the championship favorites if they could pull that thing off. To me, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like enough if I'm Washington. I already got rid of Westbrook once, what, the year before last. But, you know, some of the points you make, it's an expiring contract at $47 million, which would create a lot of cap space for them. Number one's in 2027 and 2029. I know that's a long way off, but who knows how good the Lakers will be there. And you might be right. The Lakers might not be any good at that point, although they are the Lakers and will probably rebuild at that point. And Talen Horton Tucker, I would have said maybe a year ago, but he was so disappointing last year. I'm not sure. But then again, you know, when you look at the guys that move on from the Lakers, Kuzma was really good last year with Washington. And how about the way Brandon Ingram has developed into an all-star, one of the top players in the league with the New Orleans Pelicans. So, yeah, Talen, who knows? Horton Tucker might develop into a really good player. Well, if you can talk Washington into that one, I think I would do it, because Beal is, what, only 28 years old right now? And And the Lakers need a shooting guard like that. That's a great trade for the Lakers.
I think it's honestly more possible than people give the Lakers credit for. Everyone like thinks Laker fans are delusional, thinking, you know, oh, we're going to get Jason Tatum, we're going to get this player. But this is definitely, if you give up two future unprotected picks, like the Kings ransom, basically, because we don't know how good the Lakers are going to be. If I'm Washington, I'm doing it. I think this is more likely, unless there's pride involved and they don't want to gift the Lakers a championship. The San Antonio thing, that's what they, you know, San Antonio never used to want to trade with the Lakers, probably still doesn't. Teams kind of see the Lakers as the public enemy number one. That's always been the case. They're always in the media. They're the team most talked about, whether they're bad or good. And I think right here, the issue is a lot of other GMs don't love Rob Pelinka, from what I've heard. I don't know if this is true. This is just from the sources I've heard. And they don't want to gift the Lakers a championship. I think that would be the only two reasons to not accept a deal like that.
Well, and you are absolutely correct. There's a lot of teams around the league that said, we're not going to help them. They've already won enough championships. So they're tied with the Celtics, I think, with 17 each for most championships in NBA history. And we're not going to do anything to help them get better. And giving them Bradley Beal puts them in position maybe to get another one here. And by the way, I want to ask you and Arash this. I did some research the other day. You know, the NBA became the NBA in 1949, I believe. In 1948, the NBL, which was the league right before it became the NBA, the Lakers won the championship that year, the Minneapolis Lakers. So I count that one. Doesn't that give the Lakers 18 now?
They got 18. That's right.
And they'll have 19 if we get Beal. We'll have 19 if we get Beal.
Yeah, they really
should. We're tied with the Celtics now.
Yeah.
I'm counting 18, Arash. That one's a count.
100%. If you're, you know, if Jeannie or Linda or Kurt's out there and you're tuning into our show today, come on. Claim that title. Claim your championship.
Typical Laker fan.
Absolutely. That count.
Dave.
That count, and then the Celtics fans. You should see all the Celtics fans I text. Oh, my gosh. They're the most annoying fans in the world. They think Bill Russell's better than Kobe. They have him like two all time. Better than LeBron. That's what they all say. And they also, they love this. It was in Minneapolis. Those championships don't count. So no championships. Just because that racist city's been there since the beginning of the NBA. Like they have 17 in one city that counts. Like, come on now. Lakers run the NBA, Dave. We all know it. They do.
They should love the Lakers. They should love Magic for taking Lonzo Ball over Jason Tatum.
Yeah. We gifted them Jason Tatum.
And by the way, what an insult and a slap in the face to the great Minneapolis. They are part of this Lakers franchise. I've never understood. At Staples Center, there's one banner up there with all five of the Minneapolis Lakers championship. There should be one banner for each championship. What's up with that? Well, that to me, that's disrespectful to the Minneapolis.
I agree with you. And maybe I went too far. The Celtics, I mean, Boston isn't a racist city, but they've been. It is? Okay. Well, I don't want to give it, you know.
I'll say it. It is.
Okay. I don't want to hurt our Boston Celtics fans, you know, that are listening, because they're infested everywhere around. Yeah. They infect cities, you know, with their ugly, disgusting green uniforms, leprechauns running around.
Most people would have Russell over Kobe. Unfortunately, I think most people who follow basketball on their top 10 list.
Really?
I might not, but with the 11 championships and the greatest.
Okay.
NBA
this
history.
Is. But come on. I mean, you had the best team in the league by far. It wasn't just Russell. You had Sam Jones, Bob Cousy, Havlicek. I mean, the only other team that was good was Elgin Baylor and, you know, and Jerry West.
Well, there were some other good teams around as well at the time. But you think how many do they win without Russell, those 11? Not many.
Not many. Yeah, I'm with you. He's in my top 10. He's in my top 10, but I don't have him over Kobe.
Definitely.
I mean, they have him over LeBron, these Celtics fans. They're delusional. Talk about Lakers fans being delusional.
You don't have those 11 rings without that guy.
Of course not. But yeah, you don't have any rings without, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, the Lakers, they don't have 17 without Magic ever being drafted. Of course. Like, you know, like that's just what happens.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he changed the game defensively in the NBA. There's 100%. Never been anybody like Bill Russell before. He's kind of like Steph Curry has changed offense, and Magic Johnson changed the point guard position. And, those game changers are that's why they're all-time great players. And by the way, my mom was from Boston. This sounds like her and I going at it over the years. She sat in front of the television set and cheered for the Celtics with Celtics gear on, and I was a Lakers fan. We had to be in separate rooms when I was growing up.
That would have made me sick.
A house divided.
Awesome. Dave, you're the best. We look forward to doing this next Tuesday. Thank you so much, my friend. That's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.